Dr. Julian Ford started recruiting veterans and active duty military for the study more than a year ago after receiving a grant from the U.S. Department of Justice. Why the DOJ and not the federal VA? Ford says an inability to control anger is a common trait among people with PTSD, and that often leads a person to the criminal justice system.
There are more and more veterans who are experiencing difficulties and contact with the legal system. It's not an epidemic, but it is definitely a concern.
There are three therapies commonly used by clinicians to treat PTSD. One is prolonged exposure, where a person with PTSD is asked to recall a traumatic memory over and over until the patient feels it's no longer stressful. In his study, Ford is comparing prolonged exposure to a therapy he developed called Target. He feels Target can help veterans because it doesn't require them to recount traumatic experiences. This makes a difference for veterans dealing with combat memories.
Men and women who've served in the military realize that civilians have no idea what it's like to serve in the military, and they're absolutely right. But civilians do know what it's like to deal with stress reactions in life, and that's what our focus is. So we're finding that that really does open the door to a lot of very frank discussion that hopefully will be very helpful to the participants.
The study is looking for 90 participants, but only one-third have been recruited so far. Those involved in the confidential study are asked to participate in one 90-minute session for 10 weeks. More information can be found by calling 860-679-2587. Meanwhile, Ford's therapy for PTSD is currently being used in juvenile justice programs in several states, including Connecticut. For WMPR, I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil.